presented with no static at all from airchecks.com. This is America's Classic Radio Audio Museum. From the top
of the Jones Beach Tower,
this is Big Apple Air Checks,
New York.
PLJ, New York's best rock, with me, David Fontino, here for the 48th hour of WPLJ's History of Album Rock. This hour on the History of Album Rock will be an incredible journey through the history of album rock, 1963 to present. This final hour of WPLJ's History of Album Rock is being brought to you by All Sam Goody Stores, by Great Adventure Entertainment Center, by the makers of Clearasil, by Burma Castrol, and by delicious, refreshing Coca-Cola. Coke adds life to the life you're living.
Works faster.
Heals overnight.
Best ever.
Heals overnight.
Works faster. Best ever.
Oh boy, am I confused by all those acne medicine promises. Well, Clearasil's doing more than just promise. Clearasil's backing up what it says with face insurance. Face insurance.
Face insurance means Clearasil benzoyl peroxide lotion helps get rid of pimples so fast. If we don't agree, we get our money back. It's that simple. Clearasil works, or Clearasil pays. All you gotta do is send the unused portion in the original bottle to Clearasil at the address on the label, and you get your money back.
You know, for Clearasil to make an offer like that, Clearasil benzoyl peroxide lotion's just gotta be the strongest Clearasil ever. So next time you hear something like this...
Works faster.
Heals overnight.
Best ever.
Works. Heals. Best ever.
Remember, anybody can make promises. Clearasil gives you face insurance, and that means Clearasil works or Clearasil pays.
And now, the final hour, number 48 of WPLJ's History of Album Rock.
Over the past hours, we've heard the music of some of the most important artists of our times, one by one. Now it's time to put it all together, in order, to get a feel for the scope and depth of album rock. What you're about to hear in condensed form are some of the musical milestones of the past two decades and the thoughts of the people who created them, from producers to managers, from record executives to the artists themselves. We'll begin in 1963.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man?
There was a new kind of musical movement that had started, which was, I guess, named the singer-songwriter movement. These people were starting to write their own songs, taken from traditional musical values, somewhat from a radical standpoint, but being updated into the 1960s, early 60s terminology, and that had to do with the issues of the day.
If you ever speak to anyone about a Beatles concert, they never talk about, gee, didn't they do this great, or wasn't this song sensational? All they talk about was the scenes around them, the fact that they didn't hear them.
Insanity. It was the days of the screamers, right? People in a state of hysteria. You know, you look in people's eyes and you see, you go, wait a minute, this is a little crazy, right? People were nonsensical at that time.
Reflected the thoughts of his contemporaries, right? He put it into song. He had that talent. But the thoughts expressed were those expressed by many people, but not said so well.
They'll stone you when you're trying to keep your seat.
up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Is it a dream?
Think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
November 66, there was some rioting on Sunset Strip, and For What It's Worth is a protest song about the riots on the Sunset Strip that just seemed to have mass appeal, and that's what the entire lyric of the song is about. There's a man with a gun over there is to the cop who is trying to kill the kids on Sunset Boulevard, just plain out simple.
Down the street and you'd see everything. A lot of street musicians, people just hanging out and rapping. A lot of interracial discussions going down.
Large numbers of people would be stoned together on the same kind of a drug. It was like the gathering of a tribe.
What the drugs did was open people's consciousness to the point where they could better understand the music on more levels.
The only thing that we were certain of was that we did not trust the establishment, our parents. And that's not a unique phenomenon for youth in America either.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Fillmore.
There were lots of flaxen-haired girls with transparent breasts painting stars on their face with fluorescent paint.
Several people would be drawing pictures on the dance floor in blacklight and painting on the walls. Each one of them would be a show unto themselves. They'd be dancing and whirling and painting or juggling.
The society that was living here already allowed that. It could have squelched it. Squelched it in every other town, practically.
San Francisco has always embraced the lunatic fringe in our culture.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to.
The way the album fell together didn't have any inner meaning. People were looking for it all the time. They were playing it backwards and turning it upside down and doing all sorts of things, looking for the clue, the cipher to this enormous enigma. Well, the great joke was there wasn't one.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies.
Some newspaper man came up and he said, have you had LSD? So I thought, well, I'll either be cagey or I'll be honest. So I said yes.
Jim Morrison was a shaman on stage, kind of a primitive religious person.
You know, the day destroys the night.
Try anything. He wanted to explore the human potential, and he faced death, and he faced drugs, and he faced everything with that. I'm going to see how far I can go with this before it starts to beat me.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be alive.
He took the instrument called the guitar and changed the whole method of playing it and the whole direction of a certain kind of music.
He represented a certain kind of emotional freedom expressed through music that nobody else has ever done as well or better since.
Foxy lady.
And the colors of the sea. Find your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses.
Guitar playing, though. The Clapton there was just very new, real fresh. And Tales of Brave Ulysses, the wah-wah pedal was the first time I'd heard that really executed well.
I've been waiting so long to be where I'm going in the sunshine of your love.
I'm coming to the
to do was use a day which was nondescript, but put the thoughts and the feelings that we had at that time in that day.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end.
Those songs about sainthood, you know, people that try so hard to be righteous and good, and what an impossible feat it really is.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad.
We know them for their music, but I believe it was their attitudes that had the greatest impact on our lives.
But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow.
Everywhere I hear the sound of marching charge speed. Oh, this to me too. Hope you get my name.
The Stones didn't mince words or ideas at all. They came right to the point. And the point of rock and roll and of all of it was just be real. And if life involves whatever it involves, violence, sex, whatever, confront it.
Deal with success at any time in life, I think, is a major challenge. Success is much more difficult than failure.
And enjoy being the Beatles, we'll do it. And when we don't, we won't. That's always been the case. The last 4 years, every time we've made a record, it's been a decision of whether to carry it on from there.
Our musical trip through album rock has taken us from 1963 to 1969. In a moment, we'll move on through the rest of that year and on into the 1970s.
This is David Fontino with WPLJ's History of Album Rock.
French Kiss got it started, and Three Hearts keeps it going at fever pitch. Bob Welch is destined for platinum again.
You got those big dark eyes that flash at me.
Three Hearts, his sensational new album, now available at Sam Goody. Three Hearts is throbbing with a dozen high-energy numbers that range from pulsating rock to basic blues to early Beatles.
She was just 17.
The super talent that helped forge the sound of Fleetwood Mac solos to the summit with Three Hearts on Capitol Records. And don't forget, you can get this and all other LPs and tapes in Sam Goody's huge inventory for a big 25% off this week. That's right, it's Sam Goody's incredible all-label sale with 25% off all records and tapes. That's 3.7 million records and tapes, all reduced 25% for one fantastic week. Hurry into Goody's today and fill your life with the music you love at 25% off the regular prices.
You're listening to the concluding hour of WPLJ's History of Album Rock. We hope you've heard many of the 48 hours of this WPLJ special, and if you have and you'd like to make any comments about the show, write us a letter and send it along to WPLJ, 1330 Avenue of the Americas, New York, 10019. That's WPLJ, 1330 Avenue of the Americas, New York, 10019. Include any comments you have about WPLJ's regular programming as well. Many more special things happening on WPLJ, New York's best rock. And now let's continue with WPLJ's History of Album Rock.
Our journey through album rock moves on with Chicago.
Yeah, and this feeling that we have together.
said, well, man, we really want to come to England, but we don't know if we have the money. And right about then, I take $2,500 bills and throw them in the air. And he said, ha, ha, we'll be there tomorrow. And so we went to England and rehearsed and then came back and made the album.
Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, and it appears to be hello.
Such a long, 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 long time before that dawn.
I wanna live with a serenity girl.
He's a pinball wizard that has to be a twist. A pinball wizard's got such a stuff for it.
Sex and rock and roll and music always been a thing, you know, but you don't set out. I mean, I don't. I mean, some people may, I don't know. I mean, that, I don't think that's the most important thing. I mean, the most important thing is the music.
We are stars. We are golden. We are
golden.
Music was the magic. For throngs at Woodstock Music and Art Fair, towers near the stage hold loudspeakers.
The average population was between 475 and 650,000 people at any given moment. And there are another 1.5 million people in the immediate 10-mile area unable to get in.
You were allowed to smoke marijuana there. Since everyone was doing it, everyone couldn't be arrested.
All in all, man, it says that you've been pretty groovy, man, and you've been doing a groovy scene out here. And we gotta thank you for it. You're being very beautiful. You're making this show.
Something that happens is a pop festival vibe that emerges out of a crowd of people all enjoying the same thing at the same time that is absolutely indescribable. It's thrilling.
Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big grave.
Lay upon Cripple Creek.
Abbey Road was a collection of songs, of individual songs, of John songs and Paul songs and George songs. There wasn't a cohesive feeling between them, wanting to do it the same kind of music.
Come together right now over me.
Oh, darling, please believe me.
Being so powerful just bounced off the walls of these places, and the audiences were just blown away. This was a band that really delivered and gave you what you went to see.
Responsible to the audience, you are not responsible for anything except to be as good as you can be. That takes chops, drive, imagination, will, commitment, and freedom.
Of the final meeting. conversation between John and Paul, mostly, saying, well, I thought you were supposed to, you know, you were writing certain things, and I was waiting for you to do this, and John would say, yeah, well, I was doing that and expecting this, and I guess, you know, we're just not seeing eye to eye, and there was no shouting or screaming, just talking it out. John says, well, I guess that's it then. There's no sense in going on. And Paul said, yeah, I guess so. And that was it.
It's just natural. It's not a great disaster. People keep talking about it as if it's the end of the earth. It's only a rock group that split up. It's nothing important. You know, you have all the old records there if you want to reminisce.
We were very open-minded. We weren't just purely heavy rock like The Who or just R&B like The Stones. We had a very rounded sort of musical taste.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside.
Always wore outrageous clothes or clothes that I enjoyed wearing on stage because I was living out my teenage years. I was having the chance to express myself at last because I was always suppressed as a kid and not being allowed to wear what I wanted to wear.
When he sings that song, it's almost like you don't care what he's singing about. The tone of his voice and the way it's just like wrenching out of him, you know? It was like something he had to get out that he had to say, I think.
Mercedes Benz. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Mm-hmm. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
Tumbleweed album, which was probably the most American album we did, was written and recorded before we even came to America. And that's what shocked everybody. They couldn't believe that, you know, somebody who'd never been to America had written those songs.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
When you've seen where you stand in relationship to eternity, making songs for AM radio seems a little inconsequential.
Don't you love her badly? Don't you need her badly?
That strange, ominous death tone to it, you can kind of hear it. That I'd say that song is closer to death than any song we ever did, including The End and just about any other song we did. Riders on the Storm is, it's almost like Jim's goodbye song, you know? It's like he knew somehow that he was going, man.
Riders on the Storm,
in the shuffling madness.
The reason that any of us, I think, write or perform anyway is not because we're trying to give messages to other people. It's not for showbiz, it's not for the audience, it's for you, the individual, that should do it, first of all.
Sitting on the park bench.
Musical trip through album rock has taken us to mid-1971. We'll move on in a moment.
You're tuned in on the final hour, number 48 of WPLJ's History of Album Rock.
Great adventures full of new shows and rides, and every day's the 4th of July.
Until you've been to Great Adventure in 79, you haven't been to Great Adventure. Because starting April 7th, we're open daily with new rides, shows, and attractions throughout the park. The whirling new Enterprise ride, the eerie new Haunted Castle, a whole new Australian section of the drive-through safari with wallabies and kangaroos. Plus, Ron Fur in his musical tribute, A Touch of Elvis. But hurry, he's only there in April with shows every day but Monday. Better still, enjoy a whole season of Great Adventure with a Great Adventure Season Pass. Now on sale for a limited time only at A&P for just $24.95 plus tax, a $5 savings off the regular price. Use it any day the park is open, as often as you like. So hurry to any A&P store in Metro New York, New Jersey, Long Island, or Southwest Fairfield County and save $5 on your Great Adventure Season Pass. Offer ends May 6th. Great Adventure, exit 7A, New Jersey Turnpike. Open daily starting April 7th.
If you drive a Toyota, we'd like you to listen to your engine sometime. That whining sound you'll hear is the sound of your engine beating the life out of your motor oil. You see, Toyota engines, like all smaller 4 and 6 cylinder engines, rev higher, run hotter, and can cause your oil to thin out. What engineers call viscosity breakdown. That's why smaller cars need Castrol motor oil. Unlike ordinary oils, Castrol doesn't break down in smaller engines. We proved it in an independent lab test of SAE 10W40s. Quaker State and Pennzoil both showed significant breakdown in viscosity after the equivalent of roughly 2,000 miles. Castrol didn't break down at all. And that's important for Toyota owners, for smaller car owners in general, and even for the owners of bigger, less demanding cars who really want to pamper their engines. After all, if your motor oil breaks down, who knows what could break down next? Castrol, the motor oil engineered for smaller cars.
And now, WPLJ's History of Album Rock.
I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way.
I was totally paranoid about coming over here because I was wrapped up in the fact that I had to sound like a black man.
Yeah.
I'm singing the blues, so I had to sound black.
Your love.
Tell you right where everything's at, man. It's just, it's blues, but it's not like blues so much. It's like just something to move your feet, man, and move your heart and make you feel good inside, you know, forget about all the bullshit that's going on for a little while, you know, fill up some of the dead space.
Nothing connected for a while. He just sat there and Jimmy just kept playing the same chords over and over. And suddenly these words came to Robert. Just out of the blue, he said that he suddenly wrote down the first four lines, which of course started the whole song rolling. He can't put his finger on the inspiration. It just suddenly flowed out of his arm.
There's a lady who's sure all it glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
Hey, mama said the way you
music that could take you places, but at the same time, it had its roots in rock and roll. It was rock and roll music, but produced such that it was cinematic and just visual.
Music was
absolutely and totally Duane Allman's life. He was obsessed by it.
Music's become intellectualized and everything. Man, music is fun, you know? It's not supposed to be any heavy, deep, intense thing, man, especially not rock music, man. That's to set you free, man. Anybody ever listen to Chuck Berry, man, or any of them cats knows that.
Pressure trip.
You're living in a bubble, number one, you know. A lifestyle that's rock and roll, you know, jet planes, Dom Perignon, 1972, beautiful women, drugs, being treated like King Hussein. God, 1 minute you're at the German border driving, you know, you got a bet.
Tommy and myself and Tyran were sitting down in the basement, and Tom says, I got this new tune I've been working on, and he started playing this riff, and we all joined in and started, you know, I had my guitar with me, and I started playing a line. That was kind of the tune that lifted us out of the dumps at that point. Often structure my music as a two-way thing between reality and the unreal. You could call it dreamlike, but it's a question of conscious and subconscious thought acting at the same time.
I woke up today, I was crying, lost in a lost world.
You see, the one thing you're going to do in a studio is you're going to open up. I mean, you're going to be standing there totally naked, because when you've written a song, no one else has heard it. And so if you really believe in the song, it means it's totally you. And you've got to have total ego loss. So you've got to play it to people who you've got respect for and trust. Because you're saying, this is a brand new song of mine. What do you think about it?
People that we were a rock and roll band, and we began to really get people excited at concerts because we rocked out and we really were high energy kind of act.
Oh,
Well, it was kind of weird, and we were used to being poor, kind of swamper people, you know, just hanging out in the woods, and all of a sudden we were out in the streets making money, and it was weird.
Cause I'm as free as bird now, and this bird you cannot change. Oh,
we made records, every record in a different environment. It was another sort of trip. Jagger and I never even discussed it. I like the idea because the Stones create spontaneously in the studio, really. They don't like practice every day and learn their songs, you know. It costs a lot to record them. You just put them in a room with mics and you let them, you know, jam.
The boy is in New York City, just a boy right through the park.
All night, we go like at midnight, packs of dogs in the streets, you know, living in an all-black environment, Kingston, you know, no beaches in Kingston. It affected the album, Goat Head Soup, definitely. Not that it was a reggae album, but you know, it affected what came out of them spontaneously. It was funky, you know.
It's very much a cinematic album. There's a lot of Hollywood and a lot of theater in it. There are a lot of characters involved, a lot of people, you know, like Roy Rogers and Marilyn Monroe and Pitfalls of Life at the Top.
Of 1973. In a moment, we'll continue our trip through Album Rock.
This is David Fontino with WPLJ's History of Album Rock.
Give me a smile with everything on it, and I'll pass it on.
Next weekend, WPLJ gets back to regular Saturday and Sunday night music specials, both of them from 10 to 11 p.m. And next weekend's Saturday and Sunday music specials feature The Beatles. The following weekend, on Saturday, May 5th at 10 p.m., an hour of Queen. Sunday, May 6th, also at 10 p.m., an hour with Fleetwood Mac. And Saturday night, May 12th, starting an hour earlier at 9 p.m., a two-hour specially recorded live-on-tape concert with Chicago. And Saturday night, May 19th, a two-hour specially recorded live-on-tape concert with Foreigner. And when major groups appear in New York like Supertramp on May 31st or like Rod Stewart, and yes, in early June, WPLJ on the night of the show presents an hour of their best music, especially designed for everybody who went to the concert and for those who missed it. WPLJ has the best music specials, commercial-free hours, and New York's best rock. Now let's get back to WPLJ's history of album rock.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
On the Border was the first time that the Eagles had ever delved into any kind of R&B feel. It was an experiment on my part, because I like R&B music a lot, and I thought that the band could use a little funk.
Cruising down the center of the two-way street, wondering who is really in the driver's seat.
Take risks. I didn't know when to stop, but I like that, and I'm glad I didn't, because I had fun.
Music means to you what it means to you, you know? It's a real high kind of level, you know? That's why they're so good. That's why I say they're a real good band. It's another level of communication. No one ever says it, or, you know? You know it, you know it. Like, you know when you taste something real good, right? Is there to entertain. I don't think people should force their political feelings or force anything on people. You know, kids hear enough of that at home. Sensitive. You have to really listen to what somebody's trying to convey and then apply that with your own musical taste or knowledge and end up with something that is not quite what either one of you had thought about originally, but turns out to be something else that is even more innovative.
Over my head. Oh,
think we have magic. I think our fans have magic because we both make each other forget about the day-to-day stresses that we all have to go through. When the lights go out and the Kiss sign goes on, everybody in the place rises. It's the time.
If I didn't like touring, there would be something wrong with me, because I've been on the road for the last million years. I get much more enjoyment out of playing to a live audience. Must be in my blood.
After we got through recording Dreamboat Annie, and during the recording of it, you know, all the record company guys would come in and hear the progress, and they'd go, oh, we're going to sell 500,000 copies with this. This is going to be gold, you know. And I can remember just going, oh, come on, you know. Nobody knows us. We're just these kids from the provinces, you know.
To me, it doesn't make any difference. I'll still play. I'll still do the music that we've always done.
Working on a nightmare.
Hotel California, as we see it, the album is kind of our little bicentennial statement, you know, about the state of the world and the pervading sense of apathy that seems to be going around all the way from the music business to politics. So crazed after the first 3 months of working so intensely that all we could see was doing this album. We were bound by that. There was such unity at that time. No matter how much we didn't or did get along, we were all together for the cause of the album. It was very important for us to do something good. The record sales, the money, the awards cannot compare. It's nowhere near as heavy as the actual years worth of work and growth that went into that album. That is what had the meaning. That is what it was about.
About a concert is that
You can play the best you've ever played in your life. You can really give it out. And it's forgotten, it's gone into the air, and that's it. I like that immediacy about it.
How a good rock and roll song will just stand the test of time. Never seems old. If it's got a good groove and it's got a good beat, and that's always been sort of my feeling, rock and roll is timeless.
To show how contained in the souls of some women there can be not only the delicate and the theatrical and the subtle and the restrained, but the force and the aggression and heaviness and weight of men's souls. Rock and roll, you know. Coming straight on for you.
Changing face of album rock. 2 decades of some of the most powerful music of the 20th century and the words of the people who helped make it. I'm Mike Harrison, and I'm glad we've been able to share it together. Special thanks for WPLJ's History of Album Rock goes to Dorothy Vanterini, Burt Gould, John Black, Carl Albanese, Jerry Zeller, and Rob Frankel, as well as many others who assisted in its production. More exciting things coming soon. Stay with WPLJ, New York's best rock.
Big Apple AirChecks is your full-service AirCheck source.
Presented with no static at all from AirChecks.com and Big Apple AirChecks. This is America's classic radio audio museum.